7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 7:47 p.m.
Oh, 7:47, just like the airplane. I better set my watch for Airbus 380. Because I don't know what time it is. Except I really do. It's 19:30 UTC and it's time for... The Dubious Go-ho. Holes Committee. Right, 19:30 UTC. Another exciting day for me. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm leaving my office because I'm starting to hear some things. What is going on? I'm starting to hear noises and things outside. I don't really want to go outside because it's kind of hot right now. Yeah, it's like 94 degrees American degrees. And, somebody's lighting off fireworks. There are people lighting off fireworks well after the 4th of July, and this happens. This is, the celebrations for Bastille Day, kicking off a little early. And I have some thoughts. But before we do anything, I gotta drink some tea. Oh, come on, pour the damn tea already. Oh yeah. Oh, I can smell it already. Oh, we got the good stuff today, kids. Oh boy. Oh yeah. We got the yummy, yummy gingin may. Oh, it tastes so good. I need more. All right. Oh boy. Good tea. But, what do I want to do? What are we going to do? Let me think. Well, you know, I thought I was going to be able to hold myself back. But it turns out that I am unable to do so. And so, I think it's time to say goodbye to the cheese. And this is going to be very tricky, because this is going to clip microphones. This is going to do weird stuff. Wait a minute. First, we need some fire. And I think I left the fire down in the basement. Oh, here comes the kitty. Hello, Peppa. Peppa wants to blow up the cheese, too. All right, we got to go down into the basement to find some fire. Oh, here's some fire right here. And we'll put that in my pocket. Everything else we need is already outside. And so, hi Peppa, you want to do kitty stuff? We can do kitty stuff in a minute. I have to go explode the cheese. Okay, so I got my socks on. I guess I should put my glasses on. Probably also important. And then we can put the old shoes on. Putting on the crappy shoes, in case you're wondering. Oh, yada, finally. And now we can go out into the garage. Leave my house. Exiting my house. and we're going into the backyard. So I just walk out of my, oh my God, this is so overgrown back here, it's not even funny. I really need to come out here and, I don't know, do some yard work or something. Okay, now, over here in my grill, we have a conveniently placed cannon charge, and we have a cheese, a can of cheese. Cheese doesn't come in cans. At least it's not supposed to. And over here, in my ostensible garden, is a mortar sticking up out of the ground at a 70 degree angle. Going over my house and my garage and pointing somewhere down the street. Now here's where it's going to get tricky. How am I going to do this? I need both hands, and I'm probably going to have to reduce the gain quite a bit, because this is going to probably be pretty loud. I'm going to point the microphone away from the noise source and away from this wall. That wasn't me. And we're just going to pray, right? Am I running back over here? Is this going to work? All right. I have fire ready. I have the charge ready. I have the cheese ready. We're going. Wait, oh, there it was. Holy crap. Wow. Oh my God. Okay. It did, of course, go foomph. We had an extraordinarily good seal. I mean, it could not have been any better. The can of cheese was just about the exact size of the mortar, so it didn't bang so much as it just went foomph, and it blew the mortar out of the dirt. And I know the can of cheese went up, and because I heard it coming down a couple seconds later as it fell through the tree. All right, we're going to go back indoors, but we might come out later to look for that can. Let's get in there. It's hot out here. Oh my God, look at all these mulberry trees and all these weeds. Good God. Everything. My house looks like a jungle. Oh, everything is crazy. All right, let's get inside here. Oh, and there's my kitty. All right, let's get back to the show, which of course you realize means that we're going to have to listen to some music. And what kind of music do I feel like listening to? Bird rock and roll. Start me up, Tico. You know, it just got me to thinking that if they would have had that bird at the launch of Windows 95, that wouldn't have been such a big disaster. Ow. Also, it occurs to me, you know, if you're going to let your bird sing along to the Stones, maybe you should teach it some Mick Jagger moves. I mean, Sir Mick has all of those bird-like movements. He's got that weird chicken walk and his little stork thing and his all that bird-related stuff. You know, I think we found the new frontman for the Stones, and he's green. And yet, that is not even the song that I wanted to listen to today. Oh, we're going to drop some Neon Natives today. This is a song that's been just blowing me away recently called Indigenous is a Vibe. This guy is doing with his vocal treatments. I am fascinated by this music, and I really would like to do some stuff like this, but you know, that would be probably culturally insensitive for me to do something like that, so I'm going to kind of stay away from it. But geez, there's something about this that is just really, really interesting. And I don't know what it is exactly. I don't know what to tell you. But I do feel like I'm being influenced. And I need to explain that. Okay, first of all, there's a little history to this. I hate it when non-musical people interview musicians, and the first standard question is always, who are your influences? Which is a stupid, stupid question for a couple of reasons. One, you're influenced by everything you've ever heard. And two, people are going out of their way to try to do something different. They're not trying to redo the thing that you want because you've heard it a lot. You know, rant. I'm going to stop that there. So when I say, I'm feeling influenced, it means I like something enough that I want to also do it. But it's not that I want to make this particular brand of music so much as I'm looking for that sound. I'm trying to get away from all of this stuff that I can already do. There's no reason to do the things I can already do because I can already do them. You achieve nothing if you're just, you know, rehashing the same old crap. And that's the point. You know, set a new goal. Set a new goal and then achieve it. Set a new goal, then achieve it. Repeat. Lather, rinse, and repeat. Oh my God, that reminds me of something else. I shouldn't have said that. Oh God damn it. I went to the beauty supply store to pick up some shampoo and some hair accessories. And so I go walking down the aisle to get my horse shampoo, and they raised the price. They raised the price by a dollar. So I grabbed two bottles of horse shampoo and a bunch of other stuff. And then when I get home, I realize not only have they raised the price, the bottle is smaller. What used to be a 16-ounce, 1-pint, or 1-liter bottle is now a 12-ounce bottle. Or 750-milliliter bottle. For a dollar more than the old pints. Oh, pissing me off. Supply and demand, I guess. A lot of people see me in my hair. Oh, what kind of shampoo do you use? I use horse shampoo. Blah, 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 blah. We're all going to buy horse shampoo. Yeah. I have a feeling I'm going to be in a commercial for horse shampoo very soon. So keep an eye out for that. And now I can't even remember what I was talking about. What was I was mad about something. Oh yeah, I was mad that they raised the price of horse shampoo. Oh yeah, I just remembered. I was wondering if there's any good powwows in my region. That's what I was thinking about. That's what reminded me that the horse shampoo went up. It just pisses me off. I gotta find a powwow schedule, see if there's anything close to me. I haven't heard anything, and damn it. How am I gonna... Oh, I snorted while I was laughing. Oh, I was gonna say... How am I gonna learn and investigate indigenous cultural treasures if I don't have my horse shampoo to keep my hair flowing in the wind? Yeah, and I don't know
a damn thing. Oh well. But you know, now that I think about it, I have been wondering exactly how essential it is in keeping a golf ball clean for a great round of golf.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
Oh, I see.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
An asset.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Logo-free!
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Transition!
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Anodized!
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Rainbow!
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Superior.
The car.
Yeah, we're just going to skip this part so it doesn't piss me off, and then we'll jump back in.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Yeah.
Order your.
Oh, I think I'll order a Grand Ball Washer today. I think my golfers will appreciate it. Oh. Ow. It only hurts when I laugh. I guess that means we need more music. And I think we're going to go with DJ Shub with his song Indomitable featuring the Northern Cree Singers. This is pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff. I can dig it.
But one thing I can't dig is this movie that's on right now on TCM. What movie is it? Pillow Talk? It's so disingenuous. And who are the two leading men who are competing for Doris Day's affections? Yeah, you know, those two major Hollywood womanizers, Rock Hudson and Tony Randall. Oh, the mendacity, the awful stench of mendacity.
Yeah, but I just noticed something else. It's gotten quiet outside. It's gotten quiet. So, let's get my shoes on. We need to go back outside to see if we can see where that can landed. I have a feeling, because, you know, I did the math, I have a feeling I know about where it is, but let's open the garage door here and go out. I'll pretend like I'm looking in my mailbox to see if I got any new mail. Oh, Shannon's out today. And the people across the street are getting their house ready to sell, and it's almost sold. So I'm going to walk down to the end of my driveway really quick. I'm going to look behind me so I can get a reference. Okay, my trajectory was... So I need to be looking in this direction, and we're gonna just start walking down. No, we are not gonna just start, oh my God. We're not gonna just start walking down the street. We are gonna turn around and get the hell back inside before anybody sees us and manages to put two and two together. Holy crap, that couldn't have turned out more perfect. Oh shit. As I look down the street, there, this is too damn good. Oh, it hurts. Stop laughing. Oh, I got the bad muscle thing going on today, but that's okay because my spirits have been lifted. Oh, what were they lifted by, Tobe? My spirits were lifted by the sight of some cheese sauce on a certain roof down the street. Cheese splattered on some shingles on a roof of our neighborhood Donald Trump supporter. You know, the guy who's still flying the Donald Trump 1 flag in front of his house. Oh my God. You've been listening to the Dubious Usage of Cheese Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on and on radio. Oh my God, I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.